Aloha!
Shout out Pearl Harbor, by the way.
Estoy preparando. Hello and welcome. You are listening to the Baller Lifestyle Podcast. My name is Brian Beckner. Thank you very much for joining us. Episode number 555. Which reminds me, if we make it 111 more episodes, we got to do a full satanic Luciferian episode for 666. And we could get Aleister Crowley on the show. We could be biting heads off bats and shit. We go full Satanism if we make it to 666. We would love to hear from you. Send us an email. mailbag@theballerlifestyle.com is the email address. Also, you can leave us a voicemail. 949-464-TBLS is the number to call. We would love to hear from you, of course. I can't do this alone, of course. I'm joined by the great Mr. Ed Daly. Ed, how are you, buddy?
Doing well. This is our final recording of 2024 because we've pre-recorded one.
Oh, that's right. That's right. I'm so bad at dates. Also, for the record, I didn't record. I just pushed the record on the audio. The video has been going the whole time. I just pushed record on the audio. I get flustered at the beginning now because we're on video.
It's too much. Looking at when I click into Zen and I have to look at myself, it's very, very odd. I don't like looking at myself.
It's not very Zen. I'm checking myself out. I'm wearing glasses because I've gotten to the point where so usually like I need the glasses to like right here. We'll just take you through it to see what's right here. Okay. Where I write and stuff. Or if I look at my phone, I need my glasses to see you. I'm fine to see the words over here. The words of the show are right there. So to see the words, I don't need the glasses, but suddenly I do today. I don't know why. But I need them, and now I can see those words better. So I got the glasses, so I'm thinking, that's on my mind. I'm thinking about
the glasses.
That. Thank you. I'm thinking about that. The other thing is that as I'm, then it used to be, we'd start the show, we'd just start talking, and then I would put the sound in later, which is better and more easy. Now, because we're on video, I can't put the sound, I mean, I'm sure there's a way. But I can't add the sound later. So I got to start the sound. I got to start the sound, which I fuck up every week. Cause as soon as I hit record here on the board, people like this stuff. They like this behind the scenes. As soon as I hit record here on the board, the labels disappear that tell me what buttons do what buttons play what sound, like right here. That's the one I need to press first. But I can't see it once I hit the record. So anyway, I forgot to hit the record, but also it's fine. You know, it's fine. It's good.
It's fine.
We're good over here. We're fine. Ed, what's going on? How's it going?
Not much.
So last show of the year. That's where I hijacked it.
Tend to do right around now.
You look for some shit to say.
Health-wise, I still work out, but like I'm eating, like I'm making decisions that I just don't make in April. In July. That looks like a delicious sandwich that I have no need to have today. Yeah. And it's like, but I'm getting it. So it's December 16th.
Years ago, you and I, we've never had the pleasure of each other's physical presence, which I'll one day remedy. I was just telling somebody, and this is embarrassing to say. And I'm not like this typical American that's never left his fucking home county and is scared of cities. I've been to places in the world. I've been to other continents. I've been other places. I've been to many places in the United States. I've never in my life been to New York City.
Really?
Yes. That's what everyone says.
That's interesting.
I know. That's everyone says that.
Because you could go to New York on your way to somewhere else, too. Like
that's true. Well, I'm trying to think. Because I've been to Europe.
Right.
But I think to go to Europe, I either went to like Dallas or like Hotlanta, you know, like I don't think I went to New York even to just lay over. Wait, well, hold on. I've been upstate.
Well, that's not, that doesn't.
Right, count. Right. I've been in New York State. I know it doesn't count. I've never been to this the city that never sleeps, a world-class city, as Jim Rome once called it. Now here's now. So what I was going to say is, every year, despite the fact that we never met, something I know about you is that you used to really lock down to and set yourself up to just go fucking ham around the holidays. You'd quit drinking, you'd be eating fucking chicken and broccoli and spinach, and you'd shut everything down, and then you'd fucking drink like a fucking pig, or afterwards you wouldn't. Now, I think you're just more healthy throughout the year, so it's not as important to set up for the holidays, because you're generally in a more health-conscious mode throughout the year. Am I right?
Yes. Okay. Yes. But, like, the other day I got Popeyes, and then I was like, man, that was so good. And then 3 days later, I got Popeyes again.
Wow.
It's December.
Wow. Never had Popeyes. There's another thing. Never had Popeyes. I would love to have Popeyes.
That you need to remedy quicker than New York.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah. There's one not far away. So you're going to, so you've been eating like shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I did have cauliflower for dinner, but pretty much. But yeah. But yeah, I've been eating like shit.
You've been getting hoagies. You've been getting subs.
Well, so doing it when up. I mean, this isn't crazy unhealthy, but if you spend a certain amount, you get a free turkey at the supermarket around Thanksgiving time.
Yeah, yeah.
I cooked the second turkey, and then I got fresh mozzarella, and I've just been having turkey and mozzarella sandwiches. And
oh, that's delicious! That's great.
And just. Yeah, just
and up. Also you make it like a job. You're like, I have to eat that turkey. There's so much turkey in the fridge. I'm required to eat.
There's zero appetite for the rest of my family to eat the other the second turkey, and I'm eating the entire thing, the whole turkey.
Yeah.
Now turkey on its own is not the most unhealthy thing, but it's, you know, the sandwiches, putting toppings on
and,
there,
and the amount, the bread. Yes. Yeah. So I know what you're saying, because remember last year at this time, I wasn't recruiting people. I just mentioned, hey, I'm going to do this thing when the year starts.
Right.
I'm going to do 75 hard. And part of it was, and I've looked back and people have even texted me when I started 75 hard. And again, I was never like a daily drinker, but I don't really eat like shit, and I mostly exercise. But I drink on the weekends, and I drink a lot of fucking heavy ass beers, and it was killing me, Ed. And you know, so, you know, look, sometimes on a Friday I would have four beers with Darb and the OC at the bar. And then I would go to the liquor store. I haven't seen my man Ben at the liquor store in a long time, 'cause I don't drink. I would go see my man Ben, and I would get a bottle of bourbon and maybe a few Pliny the Elders and drink those at my house. And then I'm 8-9 beers and some bourbons deep on a Friday. And then I keep that going throughout the weekend. My point is that when I do 75 hard, and I've seen pictures of myself, see how we weren't on video then. The YouTube would not be able to contain my face because my face was this fucking wide. And I weigh I'm about 215 pounds right now.
Okay.
I was about 225. I wasn't like, I didn't weigh so much more. But my
weight distribution was where it was going.
My face was this fucking big. I had this big of a face. So that's why I just can't indulge like I used to, you know. It gets away from me. I start letting it go. And so I realize I need to be doing 75 hard, like most of the time, specifically expressly for reasons of face. 'Cause I don't want my face to be this big. My face used to be this big. I don't want a face that's this big. And that's, call it vanity, whatever. That's, I got to live that way now.
I gotta be honest. When I started getting in better shape, it's not that I really felt better. It was a vanity thing.
Sure, like, nothing wrong with that.
Like it's not like when I was 20 pounds heavier that I felt like, oh, I can't do it. It was more I just didn't like looking like that. That was mainly it for me. I'm not nothing, you know, wrong with that. That's really what it was for me.
There's nothing wrong with that. One more thing before we get into the show. I would encourage, we have 4,000, I don't know how it happened. It's amazing. We have 4,000 subscribers on YouTube now. Wonder. Many, many people watching us on YouTube every week. Very few comment. I'm not sure why. If you have the YouTube, say you're not a Red Circle subscriber, or even if you are, I behoove you, if you're within the sound of my voice, click the link in the show notes right now. Go on our YouTube, watch. You can even fast forward. It's like the last 20 minutes of the show. We were blessed last week to be joined by maybe the greatest thespian in American cinema history.
Did it
Johnny Depp. Johnny Depp joined the show last week.
Forgot.
And he comes on all the time. He's fucking great when he comes on. He comes on all the time. He came on last week, but it's the first time since we've been on YouTube that our dear friend Johnny Depp has made an appearance on the show, and chef's kiss emoji. The man hit it out of the park. He was so good. He was fantastic.
I would guess earlier in the year, it was a big year. I'm guessing he's going to make an appearance during the year in review.
I would assume so. I mean, there's,
right?
We talk about
him
often.
A big year for him. Yes. That lawsuit. This,
was that this year?
I think
Weird
so.
To God, I thought that was last year.
maybe it was last year. He I was definitely, maybe early this year.
Well, just last week, there was a big scam going around Facebook where Johnny Depp is hitting people up, asking them for money. And he came on the show and he goes, oh, no, I'm not asking them for money. I'm not asking people for money. I just do commercials for Sauvage by Dior Cologne. So.
But he wasn't opposed to scamming grandmas if the pay was right. He just said he hadn't done it yet.
Yeah, he hadn't done it yet. And he's really got it in for Greco. He's him and Greco, they were tight. They caught eyes in that spit roast. That's right. That's right. Harry Hayoki, the great Dustin Nguyen, they are not tied anymore. So, hey, listen, if you haven't checked out our YouTube, and maybe YouTube's not for you, I advise you. It's a good reason to go check it out. Please do. One more thing, and I just saw this before we started. Props to the great listener of the show, long-winded emailer and occasional caller, Drew in Phoenix. Great guy, friend of the show. He pointed out, last week we were talking about Elon Musk. I mean, he comes up often.
Well, when you consume that much wealth.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're going to be in the news all the time.
You're that big of a piece of shit. When you're toting around your young child as a human shield, just in case somebody decides to CEO dispose
CEOs
of you.
Yeah. In favor.
They're in trouble. Yeah.
Hey, take your kid to work day.
I did. And I bring him up not because I saw maybe the greatest tweet ever and I shared it on my Insta stories. Somebody said, I can't give credit. Somebody said something like having a cyber truck is like driving a fedora, which is perfect, beautiful. But that's not why. We were talking about him last week, and I said I had heard story that he claims to be the top ranked at some video game.
Yes. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And we said there's no way that's true. But if it is true, it's because he's unleashed his fucking army of Tesla engineers.
Right. Boost my score.
Yes. He goes, here's my gamer tag. Elevate me. Well, Drew in Phoenix let us know. He sent us a tweet. Elon Musk was kicked from the game Path of Exile 2. My penis is inside my body just from saying that. Name of that thing. Like, what?
Look up what this is.
Like, what if somebody clips that and puts it on the internet and it makes it look like I am somehow involved with something called Path of Exile 2? Oh,
this.
That's it. That's I will go unlaid for the rest of my life. But that's not it. Elon Musk was kicked from the game Path of Exile 2 for performing too many actions per minute. Exactly what we said. He's a fucking cheater. Right. Piece of shit. Yes.
Yeah, I'm just reading. Yeah, he definitely cheated. He had too many people working on his password or whatever his username at the same time.
Of course. And imagine hoarding the most money on the planet, Ed. Like, if that's important to you, that's like, obviously, yeah, if you do that.
Consuming wealth. I meant hoarding wealth.
Yeah. Imagine hoarding more wealth than anybody on the planet and then sucking your own dick for buying a microblogging website and stealing some guy's fucking electric car idea, whatever. But then also needing people to think you're the best at a video game. Like, of all the things to fake being the best at, Ed, because if you're that rich, you could fake being the best at so many fucking things.
So but Scottie when you're and tried to make him look like he was the best at basketball,
put him on Tony Kukoc's body. It was weird. It's a weird thing. But this fucking piece of shit, as called on this show, as we were first to say, this piece of shit, this is like that chess guy that had the butt plug that told him the moves to do.
Right? Vibrating butt plug.
Yeah, but at least that's chess. Like, being good at chess is fucking super impressive. Being good at a video game? I mean, come on. Anyway. Yeah,
I get everybody knows who he is. How many people really know, what is it called, Path of Exile 2?
I'll look again.
This was the never first time I had heard of it.
Never heard of it.
Like, you mentioning it a minute ago, that's the first time in my life I had heard of it. So,
me too.
Why would you want to be the best at something most people have never heard of?
And yes, I agree. And all the people in the comments know, probably paying a cheater like he did with Diablo. Like, these gamer nerds, they know what's up. The truth is always in the comments. You just start reading the comments. Bro's low-key using his Neuralink. Yeah. Anyway, I just wanted to point out that we got that right, as we do often. Yeah, let's look. Other things we get right is talking about who died. Let's talk about that.
What?
This is not the right song.
This is the end of show song.
I gotta switch. Hold on. I gotta reorganize. And I know people make fun of me for this, and they should. What I gotta do is I gotta have a chart that's not on the digital readout, because I have to move between banks, because we have so many beautiful, amazing songs on this show. We have banks of songs, and I gotta move around to get the ones I need, like this one.
Just tell us who is dead now.
I got another unhealthy choice. I put a champagne of beers in here.
Whoa, drinking during the show? That's rare for you.
Yeah, I don't do it, but
it's that time of year.
It's my last show of the year.
Yeah. Oh, that's true. Holy shit.
Let's get a tragic update. Tragic update.
Cause man, I don't think I can get fucked up on champagne beers.
You are hearing the song, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So tell me who died.
Oh, yeah, the champagne of beers. Ed. There's nothing wrong with the champagne of beers. I bet that's icy cold too in icy your fragile cold mug.
Yeah.
I do miss that. But the problem is, I don't have one. I have four. And it's not bad to have four. But if you have four, your face gets this wide. My face gets this wide. And I want a wide face. That's it.
First one.
Tell me.
Want to congratulate him for living in the 21st century. I didn't know that. My dad had one set of
Ed Daly.
Cards.
Ed Daly. Your dad, Ed Daly?
Ed Daly, yeah. He had, very original. He had a set. He was born in 48. He had, like, not a full set, but the 59 top set. And I would, like, go through it and check it out.
Yeah.
And I think he had about 14 of these Rocky Calavitas. Oh,
he was the Manny Sanguine of his day.
Yeah. Although he was a 9-time All-Star.
Yeah.
Cleveland.
But then, come on.
91 years old. Never faced middle relievers.
Yeah.
Faced very few people of color.
Black people, yeah. Rocky Colavito, I'll be honest, he's one of those guys like Wally Pip. It's one of those names.
It's a name, you know.
Name, but I'm like, was it a guy on the Flintstones or was it a real player?
Oh, yeah. He definitely is the name of a guy on Fred's office softball team.
Yeah. Was he a character on I Love Lucy or a guy that played in the major leagues? Like, I'm not 100%. Yeah. I'm not 100% sure, but we've confirmed Rocky Colavito, actual baseball player, but also dead.
He's actually
assumed he died in the 70s, but hey, whatever.
We lost Bob Fernandez, the oldest Pearl Harbor survivor, 83 years after the bombing. He was 100. So he was a 17-year-old young pup.
Unbelievable.
Man, that guy's seen some shit.
What a savage. Yeah. R.I.P. Bob Fernandez. That's a real ass dude right there.
How many sexual partners do you think he had in his 100 years?
One.
That's
what they did back then.
Yeah, they locked it down.
That's I was just thinking about that. I have this bracelet. You know my grandmother, Magdalena. Yep. Yeah, Maggie. Mm-hmm. She's dead. But before she died, she gave me this. I'm not wearing it. I don't know why I'm pointing to my wrist because there's nothing on my wrist. But she gave me like this bracelet that she said her first boyfriend gave her back in Guatemala.
Jeez.
But she met my grandpa. My grandpa worked at the U.S. Embassy in Guatemala, and that's how they met. And I was thinking, yeah, he gave her this bracelet, but he never got the boots because he thought
this was leading to something.
That's right.
He took off.
My grandmother had exactly one sexual partner in her life, and that was my grandpa. And that's how they did it back then. They fucked one dude.
But then she knew about certain sexual acts.
I feel like I've told the story too many times. We'll save it for another time. and who else died?
These are parents of a famous person, Thomas and Ruth O'Brien, Conan's parents. They died within 3 days of each other. Thomas was 95, Ruth 92.
Oh, that's so cute. Like a couple of basset hounds, you know? They just couldn't live without each other.
I always love the Onion headline that it says, like, wife who it's something about, like, if the wife lives a year longer, I guess she didn't really have much of a broken heart after all.
I was just thinking about that this week because my other grandma's still alive. My dad's mom, my paternal grandmother, she's 95. Or 94. My grandpa died in like 1997. So she's just been chilling. Like, you know, you're supposed to like go around the same time, like this, Thomas and Ruth O'Brien. My grandpa died like a whole lifetime ago. It's really sad.
My grandfather, my mom's dad, died when I was in first grade.
Yeah.
And my grandmother, his wife, died like 2 years ago.
Yeah. See? Wow. Did she remarry?
No.
Wow. See, because you don't do that back then. You don't disgrace. So you don't disgrace your husband by taking another dick.
I think 1983 until like 2022 or something like that. That's crazy.
Do you have that pact with Michelle Daly that she's she's not allowed to find a second man?
No, I told her if I die, have me cremated. Throw me in the trash and then go have sex with somebody. I don't care. I do not have it to that point. And then we lost another guy that if you told me he died in 1993, I would have believed you. He was like Johnny Carson kind of guy, right?
Letterman. Yeah.
Yeah. Letterman. The Amazing Kreskin, 89 years old.
George Joseph Kresge. Oh, there we got the Kreskin. See, if he hadn't have died. There's two things I now know about Kreskin. So Kreskin, he would come on the David Letterman show and...
But like the NBC, like he wasn't on the CBS years.
Yes, yeah. He would come on and he was a mentalist. So he would do tricks. He was kind of like a David Blaine that got no pussy.
Yes.
Like that. You know, like David Blaine's like a cool magician, which is...
Yeah, has that like edgy
oxymoron.
Too.
Yes. And he does like... And David Blaine takes it up a notch where he's like, watch me stick this knitting needle through my jugular, you know? And then he actually does it somehow, but he's strong of mind. But Kreskin was one of these guys where, and this is what they're good at. He's like a psychic. They influence you into making decisions that they want you to make, and you don't realize that you're doing it. So that was his skill. One thing I didn't realize about Kreskin until this moment is that he was rocking a
79-cent out of a bubblegum machine toupee. Like, this guy's
I'm looking at this thing.
Whoa!
The first picture that shows up is crazy bad.
Whoo! It is jarring. He looks like the grandpa on Christmas Vacation, like with the fake.
The blessing.
Yeah. He was a great guest because, I just can't get past this hairpiece. Letterman would shit on him the whole time, and he was a good sport about it. You know, like Letterman would just be making fun of him.
He laughed it off, but yeah. He was a punching bag for that 6 minute segment.
It's just crazy that he's 89 now. So in the early 80s, when he was in like his early 40s, when he was on the
nuts.
That's crazy. Nuts. That's crazy. Okay, I'm going to hit the right button now because we're going to talk. I just ate a whole mug of frozen cherries before the show, and that's they're backing up on me a little bit. Okay, let's talk some sports.
My name is Brian.
They call me the other guy.
I host a podcast show. I'll give hetero life a try. If you see something on my hand that makes you think I'm not a man, it's just my crew rings, you see.
They're as sparkly as can be.
I'm my own joy on DVD.
Okay, the audience is going to love this because I got balls deep on Kreskin. We're going to read his Wikipedia because it's pretty interesting. George Joseph Kresge Jr., January 12, 1935 to the other day, always kind of bums me out. He was like 28 days of his 92nd
birthday. Yeah, when somebody checks out right before a birthday.
Just have the birthday or right after. You know, like have it like a quarter, like 3 months after your birthday.
How about Betty White? They were planning like a TV special for her 100th and she died like 3 weeks.
Bullshit. It's fucking bullshit. She's in it for herself, man. I mean, just make it to the three digits. Kresgen was an American mentalist who became popular on television in the 1970s, inspired by mentalist Lee Falk's comic strip, Mandrake the Magician. Now, Mandrake.
Yeah, why do I know Mandrake the Magician?
I don't know. Is he a cartoon? Comic strip. Mandrake the Magician. Mandrake sounds like he's like, hey, what's behind this? He's like, what's behind this curtain? Oh, it's you sucking my dick. You know, like, it's like, that seems like what Mandrake would be kind of into. I mean, he was just a cartoon. He was born in Montclair, New Jersey, Ed.
Not too far from here.
Polish father and Sicilian mother. And he grew up with his younger brother in Caldwell, New Jersey, where he would reside for most of his life.
I think there's some dough.
It's a nice neighborhood, Caldwell.
There are different like West and North. Sure. One of the Caldwells is like pretty rich.
Bougie. He attended, much like Tony Soprano did for one semester, Seton Hall University, earning a degree in psychology.
Much like my grandfather. Also named Ed Daly.
And also Seton Hall grad.
Yeah.
He worked for several years as a clinical psychologist while developing his act. From 1972 to 1975, Kreskin's television series, The Amazing World of Kreskin, was broadcast throughout Canada on CTV and syndicated to the United States. It was produced in Ottawa. His first television appearance was on the Steve Allen Show in 1964. He went on to appear approximately 100 times on each of the Mike Douglas Show, Merv Griffin Show. Merv Griffin had a deal.
Yeah.
I mean, he liked to live out in Palm Springs, had a lot of money.
He invented Jeopardy.
He invented Jeopardy, and he's like, I'll double dip. I'll write the fucking theme song. How about that?
Right.
He's this Merv Griffin. You know how we like that movie Beyond the Candelabra about the great Lee Perace?
Sure.
Great fucking movie. People think I'm joking.
Wasn't it a two-parter?
Yeah, it's a limited. I think it might be two or three.
It was great.
It's so good. The performances are good. It's like tongue in cheek, but it's done perfectly. Actors. So good. Yes, tons. Anyway, what I was going to say is I wouldn't mind seeing a Liberace send up of old Merv Griffin. I would like to know what was going on behind those walls at Merv Griffin's place.
Merv was a mover and shaker.
Yeah, he was.
Fronts.
He was doing stuff. It was, 88 times on The Tonight Show starring Johnny Carson. It was Carson who gave him the moniker, The Amazing Kreskin. Kreskin claimed that his first appearance on The Steve Allen Show, during which he tripped when blinded by stage lights. Yeah, he was kind of bumbling. Like, he was not made for TV. Inspired Carson to create the character Carnac the Magnificent, who would habitually stumble on his way to The Tonight Show desk. So Johnny jacked his gig. But in the 80s and 90s, Kreskin came to prominence again through several appearances on Late Night with David Letterman and the Howard Stern Show as well.
I remember him on Stern as well.
As around 100 appearances on Live with Regis and Kelly. Now, Regis is gone, right? Regis died.
Regis checked out not that long ago, 5 years ago.
That sounds about right.
It wasn't too long ago.
Yeah. Though Kreskin made predictions, he did not claim, this is his thing, did not claim to have paranormal or clairvoyant powers, and did not like to be considered a psychic. That's what I was saying. One of his best known tricks was to find his own paycheck for his current performance. If he did not find it, he did not get paid for that day. He would instruct the audience to hide an envelope containing the check while he was escorted off stage and into seclusion by other members of the audience. He then reemerged and hunted through the audience, almost always being able to ferret out the correct location. That's my point. He could tell by your reaction, shit you didn't know you were telling him. Anyway, he was an awesome dude. And RIP Kreskin. I found that interesting. Ed, what is going on in the world of sports?
Porn star Selena Powell claims to have slept with Heat guard Terry Rozier pregame before they lost to the Nuggets 135-122. So she just put it out there like, oh, I just fucked number two or whatever. It's something like that.
Now, Terry Rozier, is he a current NBA player?
He
sounds like he could be a guy from the 80s, but I believe
he does sound like that. But he was a Celtic. He's been on the Heat for a while.
Bobcats.
Yeah.
Is he a Bobcat?
I believe, or a Hornet. Wait, he was on one of the Charlotte variations.
Now, as we've noted many times, first of all, I mean, look, this Terry Rozier needs to get it in. I would say save it for after the game.
It seems like an aggressive move pregame.
Yeah. Somebody told me recently about an NFL player they knew that liked to dip it twice prior to every game. He just needed that to get in game mode. If he didn't dip it twice, he wasn't going to have a good game.
That seems like a lot to these athletes.
Yeah.
But man, last thing I am after a session is very sharp and locked in. Yeah. Take it easy time.
Yeah. I mean, two in a week is a good amount. Yeah. Two in a day? Come on, man.
My senses are fully dull.
I need bigger glasses. Now, I don't got a problem with this Terry Rozier doing this. This chick, I don't like to lay down. Yeah, that's not cool. It's not cool, you lay down with porn stars. Now, Ed, you and I, we're not versed on the modern porno actress. Like, we're not.
It looks very much like one, but we're not versed then.
Yeah. So I don't know who this person is. Selena Powell. That's not Julia Louis-Dreyfus's character on
Veep. Selena Kyle.
Very close. Kyle. Yes, you're right. So you know who would know?
Also, she spells Selena. What is this spelling?
Oh, I know. Yes, that's Chelina.
What, cell phone?
Yes. Very, very confusing. You see here, porno chicks, you're coming up in the porno game. You want something that's Googleable, okay? That's easily Googleable, but also you don't want it to be too similar to anybody else's name. You want it unique. There's probably agencies that specialize in this. Reach out to a professional, come up with a name. What I was going to say is, Ed.
Selena Powell, that does sound...
Kyle, no, you had it right. Yeah, Veep. What I was going to say is what we know for sure is that the Friday Night Baller Lifestyle
podcast. Kyle is named for Catwoman.
That's right. Selena Jones.
Myers?
Meyer. Irving Myers. Selena.
Anyway, yeah, Meyer.
Meyer. What I was going to say is we don't know about porno stars. The guys who would be experts on this are, of course, the bowling correspondent Ben 906 and his buddy, Mr. Super Lee. Because every Friday night on the Baller Lifestyle podcast, rather than talking about this podcast, they like to spend a lot of time talking about their favorite porno actresses, is my understanding. So they probably know who this is. I'm going to give you my review of her right now. Oh, she's an AI. This is not a real person.
She looks very fake.
Yeah, she looks very... She's adopted the... I don't even know. Oh, this Acceptar, this website's in Spanish. She's got implants and they're kind of doing this, you know, she needs a redo. That's what they call a refund gap that she's got there. Her face looks like an AI. She's got, look, buddy, Terry Rozier.
Predators can't sneak up on her.
Yes. Yes.
They're looking now.
She does have a picture of herself sitting courtside. So, you know,
get that kind of access without.
Yeah. She got fake lips, fake tits, fake ass. Yeah. It's not for me.
Not for me. I mean, she's good looking and very porn starish.
Very, but extremely.
But yeah, she got those seats somehow.
Yeah. You're going to want to wrap up here, Terry Rozier. I assume that's what you're doing. But, you know, this is what happened. Remember Zion Williamson? He had relations with the porno actress. Yeah. And she put him on blast. She posted a picture of his bathroom and where there was like hundreds of Mountain Dews all
brushing his teeth with Mountain Dew.
Yeah. It's just nothing but Mountain Dew. Look, you know who this never happened to? Derek Jeter.
Right.
You know,
right?
Yeah. Yeah. He knew what to do. You put your phone right there. Hand it to my guy. My guy will keep your phone safe for you. Don't worry about that. And now you get to have relations with the captain. And you could tell your friends about that, but you ain't going to have no receipts because I'm the captain. I know how to do it. Ed, what else is going on?
Speaking of NBA players fucking things, LeBron James seems to be fucking around with the Lakers these days. He's taking some time away from the Lakers.
Catch up on his reading.
He's putting it out there. Might be traded.
Let's hope. Here's the Lakers, the once great Lakers franchise, Ed. Stupidest franchise in the NBA now. The worst run franchise in the NBA. LeBron James, who's 100 years old and plays like
so many minutes under his belt.
Yes. He forced the Lakers to draft his son for reasons unknown, and then give him like a $10 million contract that he couldn't
even make it to the All-Star weekend, but before like taking time away and rethinking things, like God,
this Bronny James couldn't crack the lineup at USC. He couldn't crack the lineup for the girls team at USC. Ed, like this is how
he averaged like 1 point a game in college.
Pathetic. He sucks. This LeBron James forced the Lakers to draft him and then acted like he got drafted of his own ability, based on his own ability. And now the Lakers are just like kind of okay. And like LeBron's over it. But Ed, the Lakers, who are fucking idiots, you know, in Major League Baseball, it's pretty common if you're a star player to have a limited no trade clause.
Yeah.
In the NBA, it's non-existent. They do not do it. They don't give them out.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah. There's.
Wait a second. They're definitely.
Uh-uh. I looked it up.
Oh, because I thought when the Knicks ended up trading Carmelo, there was like a list of.
So he had one. That's right. You're right about that, Ed. They have existed. So I misspoke. They have been done. But it's not common practice. So currently in the NBA, there are exactly two players with no trade clauses. LeBron James, for reasons unknown,
also for reasons unknown, Bradley Beal. So the Suns are never getting rid of Bradley Beal.
That's right.
Unless he decides. Yeah. Prior to that, David Robinson had one, Carmelo Anthony, Kobe Bryant, of course, Tim Duncan, Kevin Garnett. But current players, there's only two, LeBron James. So the Lakers are like fucking stuck with this dude unless he tells them where he wants to go for pennies on the dollar, whatever. Just send him away, send his son, like we're done. It's the time has come. It's time for him to go, right, Ed?
It's just crazy.
Yeah.
In the same season, they just forced him to take his son. Like the same season, they take his son, and then he's like, "This isn't working out after 22 games or whatever." It's crazy.
Yeah, because he's a bitch. He's a bitch. He's always been a bitch. Let him be somebody else's bitch now. We're done with him. Send him away.
Ex-Bills wide receiver Eric Molds sued for knowingly infecting women with incurable herpes. Now, I know a story about Eric Molds.
You do?
Yeah.
I don't have errors and omissions here, Ed. So, like, I don't have malpractice liability insurance here. So maybe, okay. You know.
This is complimentary to him.
Oh, okay. Then say it. Got a big ass dick. That's what you're about to say. You're about to say Eric Molds got a big ass dick.
Well, yeah. You know that's where this is going, but it's better than that.
Yeah.
It's better than that.
Okay.
So when he was in college, I know somebody who went to high school with one of his college teammates at Mississippi State.
Okay.
His dick was so big, so long, that as a joke in the locker room, he'd swing his dick and catch it with his ass cheeks.
Shut the fuck
up. The Eric Molds. We've been talking about this for years because it's such a crazy story that he could swing and catch it with his ass cheeks.
Classic move. Molds. Who can do that? There's like two people on the planet.
He had a nice career, and then I hadn't heard of him until now.
Yeah.
And he's back.
Yeah. Hold on. I got to open an incognito window here because it's, I got an ad blocker on. Hold on. Just hold on a second. This is why I got rid of ad blocker in the first place. Ex-Bills star Eric Molds sued for knowingly infecting women with incurable herpes. Now, I need some answers from the herpes sufferers in our audience. No shame. You can be anonymous. Send me an email. Don't you have to be like actively shedding? Don't you have to have a live lesion to be, don't you need to be blistering to infect somebody else? It's just like, if you have herpes and you could tell by how little I know about herpes that I'm clearly not infected with herpes. Cause look at all these questions I'm asking. I would never, like somebody that had it would never ask these. It has to be out for you
When we were in high school, I remember at one point they gave us like a seminar. What do they call it? Like, you all go to the auditorium.
Oh, an assembly.
Assembly, that's it.
Yeah.
And they did the like STDs.
Yeah.
You guys are, this is what, and they just showed us some pictures and
lesions.
I still think of that, like, I think of those images and that's what I'm picturing.
Yeah.
Lesions.
You don't want to deal with that. No.
No.
Because it's my understanding as a non-herpes sufferer, just want to make clear that it's a pretty easy thing to deal with, that you're good. You know, as long as you're not in active breakout.
Unless you're somebody who needs to get it in all the time.
You don't even care. You're like, hey, I got it. Yeah, you don't need to fuck. Former Bills star Eric Molds is being sued by a Western New York woman. Oh, Buffalo. Oh, does he still live there? What a psycho. Accusing him.
He went to college in Starkville, Mississippi.
Right. Of knowingly infecting her with an incurable sexually transmitted disease. Remember, Usher did this to somebody too. Usher Raymond. We did that story quite a bit when it happened. In a complaint filed in New York State Superior Court on Tuesday, the woman, whose name has not been made public, claims that Molds spread herpes simplex.
She doesn't want her name public.
Right. Type two to her and several other women by targeting single mothers who were Buffalo Bills fans living in Western New York. Do you think he put that in his Tinder? Can you do that? The disease is incurable, but can be treated. The woman claims in the court papers that in January 2023, she finally accepted Mold's offer for an all-expenses trip to be with him in North Carolina after they had communicated on Instagram since 2019. It was there the two began a sexual relationship that lasted until November 2023. Well, that was 4 years. She was fucking him for 4 years, Ed.
Right. And also... yeah. Why did he have to go and do that, like, scam to, like, hey, Western New York women, just do your locker room trick, and you'll get women lined up.
She alleged Molds knew or should have known he had a sexually transmitted disease. The woman claims she didn't find out about the former NFL receiver having herpes until Molds' pregnant fiance of 8 years. She's been pregnant for 8 years? That's too long, Ed.
She an elephant?
What? Something wrong.
It's too long.
Got in touch with her in December 2023, and she suggested she get tested because she and other women who Molds has relationships with had been transmitted diseases by him. The plaintiff alleges she and Molds had sexual relations for the last time in November 2023, and it was unprotected. Now, here's the other thing. I don't think a condom, look, again, never used a condom, never had herpes. So I don't know either, but I like the herpes, the condom, as I understand it, only goes over the dick part. So if the herpes action is like in the ball area or around any, I'm actually touching there right now for reasons unknown, around the base. Like if it's around the base, you could still be given herpes out if the lesions are in the lower part, right?
It's been quite some time since I wore a condom, but
same.
Yeah. It covers. It, yeah. I mean, you've got like infected balls. Then
I would think, right? Do the lesions only show up like on the head, the glands, penis, or
first of all,
yeah.
I have a hard time believing even magnums are going to contain this guy. So he's not wearing condoms.
It's true. Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah. Because
even I felt really encumbered.
Yes.
I felt really put out when I didn't wear a condom.
Good point.
It was too tight for me.
Good point. She began to have symptoms a month later. That can't be a good feeling. She ended up testing positive for herpes after having no other sexual partners, according to the lawsuit, and proceeded to learn more about Molds' alleged actions with other women. Molds had also been sued by several women for knowingly spreading herpes over a decade ago. The woman alleged she was also offered a payment for dropping her lawsuit in a bid to buy her silence, and the lawsuit claims previous women were paid off and forced to sign non-disclosure agreements. I mean, this guy's just herping up and then just saying, hey, I'll pay you. Here's 50 grand. Don't tell anybody.
Yeah, I don't know if he's got some sort of announcing job, but like the money's not coming in anymore, buddy. Maybe just take a few days off when you get a flare up.
He did play 12 years though, Ed. 12 seasons in the NFL, including
he was a good player.
He got paid for
the early 2000s.
Well, he's in the pension, and I bet you the pension pays him about like four sticks a year.
Hmm.
You know, like he's probably doing all, you know, he's doing okay. It's assuming he didn't buy any tomato farms or any of the other things these guys get suckered into a lot. Look, I just want the truth here. I want a herpes sufferer, or I know we have quite a few medical professionals in the audience. If you are a yes. If you suffer from or have distributed herpes around the world, or you work in the medical profession, let us know. Can you get the lesions on the ball or shaft area, or is it like, does a condom work for that? I have no idea. Obviously, Ed, what else is going on in the world of sports?
Well, the herpes of the sports world, Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, says, no, I did it again. Hold on. Did you hear that sound, Ed? Of course you
did. Yes, I did.
Hold on. I forgot to turn on the do not disturb. Okay, go.
Aaron Rodgers says he had stunted emotional intelligence growing up because his dad didn't cry. This guy
blames everything on his family.
Yeah.
Because they know his secrets.
His stunted, but this implies that he's now very emotionally intelligent when day after day, week after week, day after day, he's saying emotionally stupid things. So he's making it seem like, oh, I was, you know, I've emerged from the from this horrible world, and now look at me, I'm so emotionally intelligent. He just vomits out words every day, and he's a fucking moron.
Yeah, he does. Yeah,
and much like LeBron James,
he's a blowhard.
Yeah. He plays GM for his team, and they stink.
Yeah, they're shitty because of him. I believe he's a free agent. And also, did I hear? Oh, two things. Did I hear that there's a documentary coming out about Aaron Rodgers?
I think you're right. Yeah.
Who the fuck's asking for that?
We got too much. Are we going to get a documentary on the Kelce brothers too? Like, we're getting too much exposure.
Come on, Ed.
I said the K word.
Because you know that's probably true. Like, you're saying that, you're going to speak it into existence. Also, I caught a little, I got enough, I'll just say that, of the 30 for 30 New York sack exchange.
Oh, I didn't watch that one.
Ed.
Gastineau, I feel like it would be interesting, no?
Well, kind of, because Gastineau, he's actually the interesting one because he was bullied. And he was bullied growing up because he was a fat ass. And then he got real big and he made it to the NFL and he was bullied by that mean bully Joe Klecko while he was on the team. Joe Klecko hated his guts. But Ed, it's Joe Klecko, the New York Sack Exchange.
Marty Lyons.
That's the guy I couldn't remember. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. Joe Klecko, Abdul Salam, who used to be called something else before becoming Muslim. Mark Gastineau. Yeah. Marty Lyons, which sounds like a movie reviewer that does a show with Rex Reed. And they're like, oh my God.
Rex Reed, really?
The Birdcage, movie of the decade. Let's watch it again. Marty Lyons. But this Joe Klecko was a real mean jerk. And Mark Gastineau, and they didn't like that Mark Gastineau would dance after the game. They didn't, because it showed up the offensive lineman or whatever. But you know what was funny, Ed? All the white guys hated Mark Gastineau's guts on the team. And all the fucking black guys loved him. He was popular. He was popular with all the black guys on the team, and all the white guys hated his guts because they felt he was courting attention. And he's like, I'm just having fun, you know, I'm finally not this bullied fat kid anymore. But Ed, more importantly, like, they didn't show like the people that Klecko and Gastineau have to, like, you know, read the menu for them. And like, you know, here's how you tie your shoe, you know, like, because these
put this dribble bib on you.
Yeah. Because these dudes, I don't know how they, because they're like probably 70 in their 70s. Yeah. And it's like, how have they been able to, like, you know, like, sign a check and like, you know, use the television remote, like stuff we take for granted that people with Klecko and Gastineau's condition seem to have bigger issues with. They don't delve into that part, which is what I was interested in.
Klecko's nostrils must be enormous now. So they were huge in the 80s.
Yeah, they're pretty big. He's got the teeth. He's got the whole thing. I would recommend at least a portion of the New York Sack Exchange so you can get what I'm talking about. And the Aaron Rodgers documentary, 0 stars already. I can already tell you it's not something you're going to want to watch.
Well, let's stay with Aaron Rodgers because he ripped ESPN, transforming into a bounty of unfounded or asinine takes while he was speaking on ESPN, I assume on the Pat McAfee show.
Yeah, his buddy. How's he even a topic? Like, he's on a bad team.
Yeah, and he forced, like, he had everybody fired. He forced trades. Oh, we're going to, I know we signed Mike Williams and this. We're going to commit all this money for Davante Adams because he's better. Study. But now, Davante Adams, I was talking to a Jets fan yesterday.
Yeah.
If Rodgers doesn't return, if he returns, they'll have to restructure his deal. If he doesn't return, they have to cut Davante Adams because they'd be on the hook for like 20-something million next year.
Yeah, and Davante Adams, he's the one with the commercials where he's got a Taco Bell in his house.
He had a good game yesterday, but he has not moved the needle much at all.
Look, I mean, it's time. This Aaron Rodgers, he's just like LeBron James. He was kind of good for a while, but it's over. Like, it's done.
His last year in Green Bay was not good.
It wasn't good. He hasn't been good on the Jets. He's 40 years old.
But he's
not Chris Chandler out there.
He goes on McAfee. And
who's watching that?
And gives theories. I'm inundated with clips of him saying stupid shit. Yeah. And he's mad at ESPN for transforming into a bounty of asinine takes. That's you.
You make a good point. He's on there doing that. Yeah. He's the one that's on ESPN doing that shit. Have you seen the drones, Ed?
I'm getting a lot of questions about the drones.
Yeah.
I don't think drones are... I haven't heard of any drone talk in Hoboken, but they're out there, I guess.
They're out there. There's something outside right now. It could be a drone. Did you know they're the size of a vehicle?
These drones?
Like, I didn't.
All I've seen are memes with, you know, wood. Hey, what? Zoom in on the drone. And it's wood with his big penis, or it's.
I haven't seen that. I would like that.
McDonald's bags to Chris Christie.
I've seen that one. That one's pretty funny. Okay, well, give me an update if you see a zoom. Because once in a while, I'll see a drone out here, and it's fucking annoying. Like it's they should be illegal just because they're so fucking nerdy. Like, and they're up to no good. Right? What's that?
It like whizzes.
Yeah. You're gonna see one. The people in New Jersey are seeing them, and you're in New Jersey. They're going to be around. You're going to see one. Let us know when you see one, okay? Give us an update.
But what's so interesting about New Jersey? Like, why would...
Well, I mean, there's different theories, but... And that's not
I'm sure
our
Aaron
business.
Rodgers will give us his take on it.
He knows.
He knows.
Okay, what else, Ed?
Okay, this is the most bitch move of all this week.
Yeah.
A politician proposed a new bill that would make flag planting at Ohio State games a felony because Michigan beat them and planted their flag. And they
A felony. What the?
It's so bitch. Just win the goddamn game if you don't want someone to plant a flag.
And also, like, these same people aren't these. I imagine this politician is also like one of those fuck your feelings type of people, you know, where he's like, oh, you know, I'm sorry. Like, if this flag offends you, then suck my dick. Like, he's one of those guys. But also he's such a fucking pussy.
Don't do this.
And he's such a fucking pussy because
guys can't win a game.
Yes. Yeah. Josh Williams. What a bitch. Said Wednesday. Day on social media, he's introducing a bill to make flag planting in sports a felony in the state. His proposal comes after the new November 30th fight at the Michigan-Ohio State rivalry football game when the Wolverines beat the Buckeyes 13-10.
It was a terrible game.
Oh, my God.
It was a terrible game for a neutral because it was like, oh, come on. Like, nothing was happening.
Yeah.
It's like neither team wanted to win.
Man, who fucking cares?
But Michigan is having such a down year, and it's like, Ohio State's going to do it.
I like that.
And they still beat Ohio State. Yeah,
I like that a lot.
But, you know, they tried to drum up this kind of controversy. I went to the Knicks game last Wednesday, the NBA Cup quarterfinals.
Yeah.
And they lost to the...
Wait, that's the going Hawks. On? In season?
Yeah. The finals are like tomorrow or something.
Who's in it?
The... Bucks versus the Thunder.
Oh, okay.
But the Knicks lost in the quarterfinals. They were favorites, and Trae Young celebrated at midcourt, and they asked Jalen Brunson. They're like, "Hey, what do you think about that?" He's like, "I think we should have won if we didn't want him celebrating at midcourt." Yeah. And that's it.
That's right.
And like they were like, right. But what, don't you feel he disrespected the logo? And he's like, yeah. We had a chance to not have him celebrate by winning. And this fucking bitch Ohio yeah. politician.
Yeah, I agree. Yes. Yeah. No, it's very bitch. Win
if they don't want people planting a flag.
Yep. We're gonna need Katie Shady to weigh in on this because it's happening in Ohio. But what I was going to say is Trae Young, he should be allowed to celebrate if he beats the Knicks because remember in that playoff series. When every time he
balding.
Yeah, every time he would shoot a free throw. Because and also Trae Young, he's doing that. He's all over balding. He's got the mange.
Yeah.
Which is the worst. Because I got the recession here. I got the thigh marks, right? Well, that's the normal way to go bald. His kind of balding is he just kind of like loses it throughout. Which is just the fucking worst way to go bald. I mean, it's devastating, especially to a guy that's probably trying to fuck a lot of porn stars being on Instagram and being in the NBA. So if they're making fun of him for being bald when he shoots a free throw, goddamn right he's going to fucking celebrate at midcourt.
Yeah, I get it. And yeah. also, I yeah. don't like that the Knicks fans, like the collective Knicks fans, latched on to just saying fuck Trae Young and Trae Young is balding yeah. when his career record, they won the other night, but he still yeah. shot like 30% in the game. But his career record against the Knicks is like 6-18. And yeah. they talk about him like he's the villain. And they used to do this with Reggie Miller. Reggie Miller did not have a good record in New York. And he's like, I own this building. And it's like, just because you hated his guts, but like he wasn't the most successful guy.
Yeah.
When I was a kid, Jordan was the enemy because he was the one who was beating the Knicks. Yeah. Reggie Miller wasn't beating the Knicks very often.
Beating them like a drum every season in the conference finals, Ed.
Right. But Reggie Miller beat the Knicks like once in the playoffs.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. I agree with you. Okay. Let's do some voicemails and emails. And also, we're going to ramp up the degree of difficulty here when I play the song.
He's so easy to hate. Your time he likes to waste. His calls are far from great. His calls are far from great. He's such a stupid fuck. He seems down on his luck. His voicemails really suck. His voicemails really suck. No one's enjoying him. He's so annoying. Plus, so fucking boring and worthless. But he's got nothing else to do. And he's even worse than Ish. His thoughts are useless. Shit. He's fat and got big tits. He's Manuel in Gardenia. Whoa. He's Manuel in Gardenia. Whoa.
That's a pretty long one. Ed, let's hear from some of the listeners. I believe we have a voicemail.
B. E. What's happening, fellas? I know it's a little early, but Merry Christmas. Thanks. I'm assuming y'all are going to do a year in review and then break. So I figured I'd better call it in now and wish you a happy holidays.
Thanks.
Hope you have a great one and all the ballers out there as well.
Thanks, buddy.
Hope Travis made it in to do a review. I know that's his favorite episode of the year, so hopefully you were able to get him in or get him on if that's next week. But anyway, in the famous words of our dearly deported friend Dola, hope you have a white Christmas. Take care, guys.
A white Christmas. Dola might be. That's where he ejaculated.
Merry Christmas.
Came out the girl's nose.
I believe it's been several years. Our year in review is like to start the next year, right?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. We review the year the first week of the new year. So we will do that. I got to take issue with LSU because I posted on my Insta story I'm been trying to make lists. Ed, I have ADHD. So I start, stop a lot of shit. So sometimes it helps me to write down shit that I need to do. So I had written a list of like shit to do. And it was like Christmas, you know, decorate the tree, put up the Christmas lights, like
do, there's like five things on the list. And then somebody that lives in my house who's been on the show before, who helps us with calls when we need teen advice. And that one time he said, I made it to the grade she's in and all that. Well, I think it was her. She came through and added to my list, and on the list, she added Sugma balls and Ligma balls on the list. So, and it was pretty funny.
Very mean to you sometimes. Well, funny. She's mean.
Oh, mean. She was born mean. So I took a picture and I posted it. And you know how it's real annoying when people don't get the actual joke and they just start pointing out other shit. And so this LSU is like, but it's only 13 days till Christmas. You're just now putting up the like stuff like that. And it, like, the list was from a while before that. Okay. And that's not important. The ball sucking notes and ball licking notes on the list are the funny part. Don't pay the rest of the list could just be any kind of words. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter the words I wrote. Right. It doesn't matter the words I wrote. It matters the words the other person wrote that were mean to me. That's the joke of the list.
I'm trying to figure out this. Why am I so glossy looking?
Oh, it's because of your Christmas lights.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is the last show with the Christmas lights.
Yeah. They're refracting.
I put them up right after Thanksgiving, but then, but then looks I'm great. Like a December 27th or so, everything goes.
That's great. That's a great way to do it. Like, look,
I don't want New Year's and then have to like go take the shit down.
Yeah, it's a job. Yeah, New Year's Day or the day after. Day after is the cutoff. Second. Ideally, they're down by New Year's Day, which I would agree with. Okay, we have an email here. Hi, Brian and Ed. As you may know, I follow a certain Twitter account with the goal of becoming a better, more consistent person. This is proving to be much more difficult than I expected. I was previously told that YouTube TV was incompetent and did not provide a sufficient answer to a multi-view concern. 2 weeks later, I am told that YouTube TV raising their prices by 14% to $84 was, quote, inevitable, followed by, quote, YouTube TV is a, quote, superior product, and it is the future. Any guidance that you and Ed can provide to help me understand this consistency would be appreciated. Thanks. That is from our friend G-Fish. And G-Fish is a bad guy, but also he's a pretty good producer because, of course, he's talking about our dear friend Jason Stewart that's been tweeting.
You and I have discussed.
Yeah. It's a lot.
Because he's very defensive. Like, he wanted to defend YouTube TV jacking their prices by saying it's superior. It's the way of the future.
Well...
Please don't talk bad about my multi-billion dollar corporation.
Also, the future is some new shit that we don't even know about yet.
Right.
It's the now. It's the 5 years ago is YouTube TV. It's the future. It's not the future. You don't even know what the future is.
He declared today, I saw that, top three show of all time.
God damn it. I saw that too. Okay, hold on. We're going to get to that. First, let's quote him accurately. I've been a customer. Oh, so he's retweeted. Because Awful Announcing shared that YouTube TV increases prices by $10 a month starting in January. Jason Stewart thought that worthy of a retweet because he could share his thoughts on YouTube TV. I've been a customer since 2019. The price increase was inevitable. The low cost at first. He's teaching us about loss leaders, Ed. The low cost or audience capture. The low cost at first was to steer people away from cable and satellite, and it worked. Mm-hmm. Now it's a superior product, and it is the future. Then today, Ed, the one you're talking about, which was fucking wild. I don't know. And also, I only go on to...
Twitter
X. He also calls it X. I only go on Twitter usually to share my sports picks, which is, we're on a little bit of a, it's not going great right now, but we're going to get it back tonight. But by the way, what's going on Monday Night Football? Give me some.
The Vikings are up 13-0 early third quarter on the Bears, and the Falcons are up 9-3.
There's two games.
End of the second quarter. Yeah, they're doing one of these two Monday Night Football games.
He tweeted today with a picture, like he cut and pasted, or he screenshotted a picture, which I don't even know how he can do because he's an Android guy. I don't even know if it's possible, but I guess it is. Well done. Hashtag Yellowstone TV. He fucking hashtagged it. It's 2009 on Jason. Yeah,
he's like, man, this is going to blow up in 2012.
Who did he give a tweet of the day to? And also, what's now playing on Jason Stewart's Twitter? Welcome, hashtag Yellowstone TV. Ending a story well is very hard to do. Oh, that's not, I mean, we don't want to get too deep on how upset he was. He was the most on mad online ever about the ending of Game of Thrones.
Right.
Apparently this went better. Ending a story well is very hard to do. I think Taylor Sheridan and company, and also he did Taylor Sheridan, that's a proper name, and then he used an ampersand and capitalized the co. Like it's a store that sells like leather goods. Taylor Sheridan and Co. I think Taylor Sheridan and Co.
Credit to the writer's room.
He does. Yes. Pulled it off. It was a pleasure to watch from beginning to end. A top three show in my book.
Wow. Top three. Look.
Sopranos, like, The Wire. I mean, I could list 100 better shows. I mean, I've never seen an episode of Yellowstone.
If you like it, I heard so much buzz about this show.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I even watched deep into the second episode because I was like, all right.
Yeah.
And it was still looked beautiful, but gravelly voice Kevin Costner and a bunch of people.
Cal State Fullerton.
Talking about land. Yeah. And I care about my land more than anything. Everybody's talking about land. I live in a fucking shoebox in Hoboken. I don't give a fuck about land. Land means nothing to me.
Land is like space. Who gives a fuck?
So, talk about outer space. The same thing to me. So I was like, I am fucking out as out can be on this show. So if you like it, fine. Yeah. But there's no chance this is a top three show of all time. There's no chance.
Yeah. You have much more basis. You have much more knowledge than I do on this subject, because I swear to God, it was probably about a month ago. I think I was watching football or something, and there was a commercial on for Yellowstone, a trailer, a promo, whatever you want to call it. And I was looking at it and I was like, why are they using cell phones and driving trucks and shit? On God, Ed, this whole time I thought Yellowstone was in the Old West. I thought it was an old timey show. I'm like, wait, they got Chevy Silverados back on the plains? And it turns out it's now on Yellowstone. I didn't know.
Yeah.
Swear to God. But it's, look, it's a top three show as far as Jason's concerned. And I'll just leave you with this one, because Jason's, and he'll love this because he loves attention. Jason's Twitter feed is just an absolute gold mine. Take this one. This is Hemingway right here. Two word tweet, December 9th. Remember Threads? That's it.
But seriously, remember Threads?
I think he's talking about the Facebook
bartenders.
Okay, let's see if there's another. Oh no, there was a really good one here, Ed, that I saw earlier. It was about fantasy football. Hold on.
I did see that, where he's like, can you imagine if you had this guy and he was benched?
Fantasy football is more a crapshoot than it ever has been. Imagine assembling a great team over 14 weeks through draft/trades/waiver, only to watch these three outperform your starters. And then And he has the face palm emoji. And then it says the top three fantasy running backs so far this week: Tyjae Spears, Jerome Ford, and Justice Hill. Can you believe that, Ed?
Yes.
Holy fucking shit. That is some crazy fantasy football. It's just gone wild. Okay. Thank you for that, G Fish. Or no, thank you. I don't know. It is a very good segment, so I do appreciate it. Let's talk some non-sports, Ed.
Well, it's time for non-sports segment on the Baller Lifestyle Podcast. Non-sports. I'm talking about the segment now. Non-sports segment.
Ed, what happened this week in the world of
things? It's not quite as bitch as the Ohio politician. But this New Jersey politician, Democrat Josh Gottheimer.
They're both Joshes, by the way. The other guy was a Josh, too. And also, like, that's Josh is not a politician. See, we've talked about this before.
Somebody's little brother's name.
Yeah, he's a little shit, this Josh that wants to get in your flag football game, and he's just annoying. Like, you don't want this Josh guy in your game. We're maybe 5 years away from having a Supreme Court justice name like Brinsellin. Or Aniston or something. Like the names have gone so wild. So it's not a surprise.
Like one of these Canadian hockey.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Like the Minnesota junior hockey team. Yeah. So it's no surprise that we have congressmen or state senators called Josh.
So this Josh Gottheimer, he faked his Spotify Wrapped results. So it showed that Springsteen was his like number one guy. And then when people said that's bullshit, that's clearly been faked, he's like, oh, it's my kid's fault. They did something to it. Because he's from New Jersey and it's like, I'm not connecting so well with my voters. Might as well say my favorite thing in the world is Springsteen.
Okay, hold on. Let's just read it. It's not hard to be a Bruce Springsteen fan. Millions of people around the world do it every day, effortlessly, relishing the power, the glory, the promise, the majesty, the mystery, and the ministry of rock and roll, as only Bruce Frederick Joseph Rolling Stone has gone so downhill, this writing, as only Bruce Frederick Joseph Springsteen can deliver it. Bruce Springsteen has all those names? That's too many names. It was much harder to fake.
Well, he had an unhappy childhood. So
I've heard. It's tough times at the. I mean, he's been playing rock and roll professionally since he's like 19 years old. So I don't like when he talks about the plant and shit and the, like tough times in the fields and whatnot. Like it's worked down at the warehouse, getting laid off. I just not buying that. It's much harder to fake being a Bruce Springsteen fan. And yet that's somehow the situation Josh Gottheimer, a Democratic politician from New Jersey, has found himself in. Gottheimer has represented Jersey's 5th congressional district in the House since 2017, and he's currently trying to secure the Democratic nomination for governor ahead of – oh, he's trying to be your governor, Ed?
Well, I know that there's – some jockeying for the governor spot.
Over the years, Gottheimer as one
Bergen works County. That's very close to here.
From a New Jersey politician has made plenty of hay about his love of Springsteen. His campaign website describes a youth spent catching a Springsteen show every chance he could get. And when Gottheimer announced his gubernatorial bid last month, he came out to Glory Days, a song famously. That's the one where he says speedball, by the way. He goes, he can throw that old speedball by it. That's not a pitch. I mean, Bruce, you sound kind of like a sissy. Like, get the terminal. Couldn't little Steven be like, hey, boss, what are you doing? I'm like,
hey.
yeah, you do the face good. Yeah. His campaign, catching it. And when Gottheimer announced his Glory Days. Now we're not necessarily here to cast doubt on Gottheimer's Bruce stand-up. I need this writer kicked square in the fucking nuts. We are here to do how What we are here to do, however, is mock him for faking his Spotify Wrapped to make it look like his top five most listened to songs this past year were all Springsteen tracks. Last week's Gottheimer shared a screen grab of his alleged top songs, which boasted five great, albeit pretty basic, Springsteen classics. Like, that's important. Thunder Road, Because the Night, not even Patti Smith's version, the more famous version, Glory Days, Badlands, and The Rising. On X, Gottheimer wrote, no surprises here, fun fact. Oh, he's going with the fun fact. I used to do fun fact. Fun fact, my first ever concert was at Meadowlands to see The Boss! Exclamation point. I would like to, I bet somebody could fact check that and be like, actually, The Boss didn't play the Meadowlands that year. As it turns out, there was one surprise. It was spotted by Terrence McDonald, editor of the New Jersey Monitor and hero, man of the year on the Bar Lifestyle podcast, who noted in the publication's newsletter that the fonts, oh, it's the kerning got him, Ed. Yeah, the fonts and spacing on Gottheimer's supposed rap screen grab were all wrong. So he went on Fiverr, Ed. He was too cheap to get a US-based graphic designer to do it. He went on Fiverr.
I do for my Christmas card.
He did the shit I do for this podcast. A side-by-side comparison between Gottheimer's Wrapped and a real Spotify rap confirmed the discrepancies, most clearly in the shapes of several numbers, as well as the typeface of the letter G. It's songs.
His plan was like, oh, Bruce is going to find out about this. And then he's going to endorse you. Ow. And like, people love Bruce.
Yes.
Like, I love Bruce, but like, not sure. Like, I don't listen to his music, but he's a lovely guy.
And he's great. Yeah.
But like, I don't care about his music that much. But this plan, now that he's been caught fudging it and then blames his kids. Well, if it weren't for them using my account, there's no way he can be elected governor.
No, this is like, I got hacked. Gottheimer eventually owned up to the fabrication, though if you thought there's no way it could possibly get any lamer than a politician fudging their Spotify Wrapped to look more relatable, Gottheimer managed to outdo himself. He blamed it on his kids. Like Ed said, this would be my Spotify Wrapped if I didn't share my account with 12 and 15-year-olds, Gottheimer said. While it's Springsteen all day for me, don't get me wrong, I still love listening to Taylor Swift. Well, that makes him an even bigger fucking loser. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, Ed! Ed dipped out. Let's see if he comes back on the YouTube. It's just me. Oh, he's back.
I Googled searched him like on the tab.
Oh, the same window. Yeah, I got you, buddy. It's okay.
Livingston, New Jersey. Oh, you know where that is?
What? No.
In medieval times. That's his district is medieval times.
Oh, man. Let me tell you something right now. If I had a chance to go to medieval times, like tonight, tomorrow night, I'd be fucking all over that shit.
Oh, I've been talking with some buddies about, hey, maybe we should get like a party bus.
Oh, fuck yeah. I'm in it. Let's go. Go
booze it up and then fuck go to medieval times and chicken. Cheer for the red knight.
Yes.
Have big old chicken.
There's probably fucking some good desserts there. We just fuck it up. Watch the horses. The horse will probably take a shit in the ring. They run.
Be wonderful.
They run fucking so fast on those horses. It's fucking wild. It's wild that any human could do that. It's way better than whatever they do on Yellowstone, talking about land. I'm talking about medieval times. I'm going to get a group of people to go to medieval times too, Ed. That's a fucking great idea.
Yeah.
What else is going on in the world of things that are not fact sports?
Where's this fucking... one more story. Yeah, oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's right here.
Kiss's Gene Simmons blames the death of rock music on entitled freckle-faced kids. And by the way, my buddy sent me this tweet or Instagram post, and I thought it was the best thing.
Yeah.
They called Kiss Boomer Juggalos.
Yeah. I mean, that's pretty much true. Oh, man, I got to unlock the shit. Hold on. Let's go incognito here.
this how is Kiss like why is Kiss still around?
I was just telling somebody the other day, Ed, do you remember, I believe we talked about it here, that time I got a guy, his name's Ken, and he delivers water to me.
Okay.
And one time when I was living the old apartment in Laguna, with zero explanation, my water guy, Ken, delivered me 3 bottles of water. And with the water was a picture, like a developed film picture of him in full Paul Stanley,
oh no,
Star Child Kiss makeup, standing with a bass guitar. Now everybody knows Gene Simmons plays the bass, and Gene Simmons is the demon. Paul Stanley is a Star Child, and he plays guitar. So not only did he have Paul Stanley makeup on,
so he's
he
had the wrong instrument. A super fan who didn't know exactly what.
And I just found, I wish I had it. It's around here somewhere. I keep losing it because I lost it. And then I was telling somebody about it. And I think I was kind of fucked up at the time. Somebody was over here and I was telling him, and I go, I'm going to ask him to send me that picture again. So I texted him and I'm like, hey, Ken, remember that picture of you dressed as Paul Stanley from Kiss? Can you send that to me again? Never responded. Never acknowledged it. Never. Why was it there? He left it within my bill, Ed. And then.
What do you think when you receive?
I didn't know what to think. And I showed it to everybody. I think I posted it to my Instagram. And then, obviously he wanted a reaction to it. Also, I've met this guy one time, the time he knocked on my door and was like, hey, do you want water delivered? I do it for your neighbor. And my neighbor was like, yeah, you should do it. It's pretty cheap. And I'm like, okay. That's the only time I've ever met him. Ever since then, it's only been a text relationship. And then one time he left that picture at my house. And then when I asked about it, he fucking ghosted me.
So he thought you were a boomer juggalo when you called him out a little bit. He's like, no, I gotta.
And that's kind of insulting to the juggalos, right? Because the juggalos, of course, our dear friend, Shaggy Too Dope,
yeah,
who can be heard at the beginning of the show.
Shouting out Pearl Harbor,
yeah,
which we just talked about Pearl Harbor today.
Yeah. Shout out Pearl Harbor. Whoop, whoop. He also, he had the cure for COVID early on. He said we just needed to eat dirt snow. Dirt snow was going to do it. And he was on to something. Of course, his friend Violent J, who I believe can't tour as much now because of some heart condition, but they're still doing the gathering, which we got to go to out in Ohio this summer.
Mm-hmm.
But they're real with it. Kiss, that's just a fucking act. That's just to get your money out of your fucking pocket. That's to sell you caskets, coffins.
Right.
That's to sell you lunch boxes.
To sell coffins so he and Shannon Tweed can go on a luxury cruise.
That's right. He's so rich. He's in his 70s. He's still out there doing it in the stupid makeup and the wig. Kiss frontman Gene Simmons declared that rock and roll is dead because freckle-faced kids feel entitled to download music for free. What is this, 20 years ago? He's got a 20 years ago argument going. In an interview with conservative... Bill O'Reilly's still out there? In an interview...
Not on a real network. He's on like something like...
Newsmax? Yeah.
No, I think he's on like a website. He's like, what's his name?
Glenn Beck.
Glenn Beck.
Yeah.
And who's the guy who just sold
Piers Morgan.
No, his thing Tucker. To the Onion.
Tucker. Alex Jones.
Alex Jones. It's like all, they're all like wrapped up in this weird.
They're like together. They're
all on like these websites that nobody outside of their followers.
We're going to find out that they all make like $800 million, by the way, with these websites.
Without question. Yeah.
It's not, hold on. In an interview with the conservative pundit Bill O'Reilly, the 75-year-old rocker, in addition to addressing, and look, Kiss sucks, their music sucks. In addition to addressing the fate of the music industry, discussed his decision to record music for a recent Ronald Reagan biopic and agreed with O'Reilly that Donald Trump is a rock star. But now he's just trolling people, right? Like, come on.
Kiss music and a Ronald Reagan?
I don't know. Yeah. Asked to highlight one big change he had observed in the music world over the years. How would he know? Simmons made a bold assertion. Unfortunately, the business model is dead. No shit. And new bands don't have a chance. That's because of record labels.
Yeah. Especially, always blaming the wrong person.
Yeah. In a certain way, rock is finally dead. Rock and roll is dead because the freckle-faced kid next door to you, who is a good kid with a good family and everything, has become entitled, feels entitled to be able to download music and file share and get all of his music for free. That's not, they're not even, that doesn't even exist anymore. That's a 20-year-old argument. Well, okay. Fuck Gene Simmons.
Boomers love talking about entitlement.
They do. They do.
They have the leg up on today's youth.
They're like, when I got out of free college, I got my job at GM for 60 years and I got a $12 house.
I hunkered down and found $3,500 to buy a house.
Yeah. I still live in to this day. It's worth $9 million.
I just pulled myself up by my bootstraps. Yeah. It cost a nickel.
Get the fuck out of here. Okay. Fuck Gene Simmons. For fucking Gene Simmons. Okay. Hold on a second. I got to change the bank right here and get it over to here. And then I hit this. Look, I know what I'm doing. What I need.
Closing tabs right now.
Oh,
it's Path good of feeling. Exile 2 is one of the tabs that I close.
Great game. If you are a Path of Exile 2 player, call in 949-464-TBLS. Also looking for herpes sufferers, 949-464-TBLS, or physicians. For Ed Daly, my name is Brian Beckner. This has been the Baller Lifestyle Podcast, episode 555. We'll see you next week.
LS. Goodbye.
Hell yes, the Lifestyle's Baller Podcast, getting bigger and not smaller. Broadcasting weekly, that's what we do, with Easy Ed Daly and a man, Jay Stu, and Brian Beckner, quick to dissect the week in sports and culture and whatever. Plus, Daily
Jack, I'm like taking glasses.
While you over at taking a leap. Oh, that's a good look, Ed. You can't out-handsome me anymore. It's enough. It's enough already, all right? People are already calling me ugly on the thing.
But I need him for reading.
I know. We'd much rather talk about dicks a lot. Shit so hot.